Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ of the World broadcast this day. And I believe that we might be able to finish the thoughts I wanted to share on what it means to be an image bearer of God on today's broadcast. And we want to look in conclusion at the things, after the things that I have shared, about what are the things that our life should have, what we should possess, that will allow us to image God in a glorifying way. And in order to do that, there are some hard choices and adjustments that we need to make. 2 Corinthians 3:18 says, "But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord." We will give an account one day. One day, we're going to stand before God. And only what is done for Christ will last, as that you've probably seen that on, you know, printed literature. You know, it's what we do for the Lord. That is what's going to stand when it talks in the Word about our foundation, that if it's wood, hay, and stubble, our foundation is Jesus. But how we build upon will really determine what our rewards will be. We can be saved, but all that we've done will be worthless unless it was done for the right motivation. God made us, beloved, in His image and likeness to mirror Him on the earth. As we look into the Word of God, we're being transformed into that very same image. So we're image bearers. And it's sin that causes that mirror to break, and we don't reflect God well. But through Jesus, the example that He gives in His perfect life and the love He showed and the mercy and compassion that was a part of His every movement and every action, we see what it looks like to perfectly image, reflect, and mirror God. And beloved, what He did was through the power of the Holy Spirit, because He laid aside, He was very God, but He humbled Himself to become in very nature as a man. And so He did what He did through the power of the Holy Spirit. And so by that same power that worked in Jesus that raised Him from the dead, that same power works in us so we can reflect the glory of God on the earth. And we can show forth the goodness of Jesus to others. Now, how can we do that? Let's look at some practical ways. Well, we can image God by connecting with Him, by desiring fellowship with Him in a loving and passionate way, by repenting of sin, by believing in Jesus Christ, and living in an ongoing, humble, repentant relationship with God. Beloved, it's not about you. It's not about me. It's all about Him. And so we're to present our bodies a living sacrifice, which is our reasonable service, that understanding of all that God has done for us, we can stay connected with Him in a right relationship of a repentant heart, a humble and a contrite heart, O God, Thou wilt not despise. So that's the first way. And then we can image God by submitting to godly authority and ultimately to God's authority. There are those that I personally know, they have a real hard time submitting to any kind of authority. Any job they've been on, they've got a problem, they criticize. any church they're in, they've got a problem there. But really, when it all boils down to it, they also have their primary difficulty is really submitting to God's authority. We cannot be a lone ranger. God wants us connected, and we are to obey the authority over us, godly authority, and because that's for our protection and provision. And even civil authority, we're to obey unless it comes to a place where that would contravene the word of God. And as the apostle said, it's far better to obey God rather than man. Another way we image God is by serving Him in ways that advance His kingdom, including our living a lifestyle that honors Him. We image God by respecting human life, particularly the weak, the oppressed, the sick, the elderly, and the unborn. Think about that. At the great white throne judgment, Jesus charges those who honored Him and those who dishonored Him by saying, you know, as much as you didn't do it to the least of my brethren, you did it unto me. You know, I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison. You came to see me. I was naked. You clothed me. I was hungry. You fed me. All these things. So we need to reflect God's heart of compassion for those who are less fortunate. Also, we image God by refusing to live independent lives and by understanding that God created us for community. That's what heaven is going to be like, a wonderful community. We'll have, God's created us as private individuals, but there is a great hunger in our hearts to have fellowship. And so we need to fellowship with Christians in our church, other churches. We need to honor our parents. We need to forgive our enemies. We need to practice hospitality. And also, finally, we need to image God by going through hard times well. Jesus learned obedience by the things that He suffered. If He suffered and needed to learn obedience, well, beloved, the trials that you go through, the pain, the loss, the hardship, the hurt, the tears, we must never forget that our Lord Jesus Christ imaged God well in the suffering that He went through. So, beloved, we all have decisions to make. And in the choices we make in our day-to-day lives, we can ask ourselves, what will this reflect about Jesus? What am I showing? And that's a good measuring line about how each of us are doing. Each one determines, and then God judges. He'll show you what to do, beloved. And I hope this has helped to just bring to light some of the ways that we can live a fulfilled and glorious Christian life and build treasure in heaven. Praise God. Well, beloved, none of us have arrived yet. We're all a work in process. And James 5 and 16 says, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And beloved, this ministry has been raised up by God since 1965 to stand as a partner in prayer with God's people by the word of the Lord. And I trust in your circumstances, you are able to be in a good local fellowship. But there are many areas where there's not good churches, or perhaps a person may be confined to home. They may be an invalid. And that's why God has allowed media ministries, radio, television, to provide much needed nourishment in terms of the Word of God. But in given all things being equal, it's important that we connect with other Christians in fellowship. Even if you can't get out, there's always the telephone. There's a way to stay connected. So as a ministry, UCM has been committed to daily hold up our partners before the throne of grace. And I just want to share a poem with you. It's entitled Pray One for Another. And this is how it reads. I cannot tell why there should come to me a thought of someone miles and miles away, in swift insistence on the memory, unless a need there be that I should pray. Too hurried oft are we to spare the thought for days together of some friends away. Perhaps God does it for us, and we ought to read His signal as a call to pray. Perhaps just then my friend has fiercer fight and more appalling weakness and decay of courage, darkness, some lost sense of right. And so in case he needs my prayer, I pray. Friend, do the same for me. If I intrude unasked upon you on some crowded day, give me a moment's prayer as interlude. Be very sure I need it. therefore pray. And when you pray, dear friend, I ask of thee that thou wilt seek of God not mine own way, not what I want, but his blessed thought for me. Do thou, through Jesus Christ, implore, I pray. A poem by M. Farningham. Hallelujah. Praise God. Beloved, God has called this ministry to stand as a partner in prayer with you. And the announcer is going to give you that contact information. If you need prayer, you can just say an unspoken request. I'll pray in the Spirit and believe God with you. But I just want to obey the Lord. Now I sense his precious Spirit reaching out to touch your heart and your life. And the word of the Lord would say to you, my beloved, in your heart, I have placed a hunger for the things of God, and I've listened to your cry, and I will cause that attack of the enemy to be divided and brought down, and you, beloved, shall prevail against the evil one, for I am in you and I am with you. Beloved, this is a time that I would have my children stand together. There is strength and power in the united faith of my body, and I'm calling you to seek my face anew in prayer. As you pray and stand with my servant, you shall hold each other's hands, and I will cause you to stand as an intercessor, and I will hear. I will hear your cries, and I'll visit my people with a power of visitation that they've not known or experienced before. Are you not a part of my spiritual body? Therefore, the accuser of the brethren shall not be able to stop that which I intend for you. I will do for you as you desire. I will lead you and guide you. Though the future may seem full of foreboding, fear not. I am with you and I am for you. There will be collapse and great difficulties throughout the world, but my people shall be strengthened with new power and anointing. You will stand in my strength. You shall choose to do good, and I will take heed to your righteous stand. My time is now to do a mighty new work in your life. Is it not written, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God? So therefore, my beloved, this is a time, my time, to do a new thing. I call you to have a greater part in that which I am doing. The cries of my people have come up before me. Will not a father hearken to the cry of his child? Will not he run swiftly to protect and defend? Even so, your heavenly Father will fight for you. Glorify me and praise me. Behold, I have prepared your portion. Rejoice, for it is a double portion for them that shall believe, says the Lord. Praise God. Well, I've sensed the precious presence of the Holy Spirit. May the Lord strengthen you and keep you safe until we meet again. And I just want to share with you the announcer, the contact information he'll be giving in a moment, and invite you to write. God bless you. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. I make God's best for.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.